In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Raheem Morris was asked about Cousins and his selling point. This is what he said.
It goes back well before even a conversation with Kurt. It's when I got the job coming to him in the interview process. The process was about Kurt. You come in, you want to get immediate winner right okay. now. And how do you do that? You go get Kirk Cousins. Okay. And that was a part of my interview script. That was a part of my plan. Arthur Blank, sell a vision, sell a dream. Terry Fontenot, here it is. How do we find a way to go get him, put him a part of this fold so we can go win football games right now? And if we go get him, we're going to be in no position to draft the quarterback in the next couple of years.
So this is his plan all along. And he sold them on that in those interviews in which he was, you know, going for the job when everybody thought it was Belichick. He was telling them, this is how we win. This is how you win now. This is what's going to happen. Meanwhile, the other guy was trying to fire everybody in the building. So there's a reason why he got the gig. Now, if this works, it's brilliant. If it doesn't, it's one of those things that people will talk about and say, well, why do we do that? I think it's going to work.
Purely devil's advocate question, and yeah. Not an indictment at all here, and I'm just kind of curious. Sure. Given the roster they've assembled, does it matter who the coach is? And in general, yes, it matters who the coach is.
Of course it does.
But I guess my point is.
Yes, it does.
If you put this roster and you give this roster, name a half a dozen other coaches around the league.
With or without experience.
Guys who have had experience, because okay. Raheem has experience.
Yes.
Like Belichick, they were interviewing guys with experience.
Okay.
Are we changing any of the expectations? I mean, if it's Belichick here with this roster, we're thinking championship game, right? Just because it's Belichick.
True.
Okay, so he deserves that kind of clout. But I guess in general, whoever they would have hired, whatever names are out there.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
Like, if you assemble, my point is this roster shouldn't be hard to succeed with.
No, but the biggest part of this roster happened because the head coach had the future head coach had a vision. Other guys came in and did not sell this
sure,
part of it.
That's fair.
They were saying, whatever you want to do. What do you want to do? You know, you've been on those dates, you know. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go eat? He came in and said, look, this is how we win, and this is what needs to be done. So the biggest piece that you needed was a part of his plan. I don't even think Belichick sold that. I think Belichick just came in and said, look at me, look at my rings, and you know the deal. He wasn't telling anybody about what the plan was and how he was going to go. What's your quarterback plan? What do you want
to
do? So
to that end, if Raheem is the architect behind all this,
yes.
Then yes, it matters.
And I
right?
do. I hear what you're saying because what you're saying.
Right, and I'm not saying Raheem can't coach.
No.
I'm
just but saying, the roster is good enough.
Is that good that it should be ready made?
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't get a pass.
But the one element that it didn't have was part of his plan. And that is the biggest piece that was missing, which is
Kirk.
Obviously quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, it was worth the tampering. Not even going to lie. 100% worth the tampering.
This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. Let me hear Raheem, and this is a long one, but I do want you to hear because I want to talk a little bit about this. Final cuts coming down at 4 o'clock. NFL Blitz on the way in less than 10 minutes. He talks about earning the fans and earning a home field advantage at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is Raheem Morris.
I can tell you right now, Atlanta's not built that way. Okay. We are from everywhere, right? We are from everywhere. We from New York. We from Philly. We from everywhere. We from Atlanta. We from all these places, right? This is how you do it. I was here in 2016. You got to earn it. And then I know the people that were here in 2016 remember what that dome felt like when we played Green Bay, that last game versus Seattle. They know what that felt like inside that dome, and you got to find a way to earn it and bring that back. Now, you got to go finish the deal, and that's what we're trying to do. So if you go out there and earn it with these fans, they're going to show up, they're going to show out, and it's going to be just energy in the building, just unmatched.
And they're going to love you for life.
Forever.
Not forever. Forever. Mm-hmm. Is he wrong?
I mean, listen, for a place that's never hoisted a Lombardi, yes, it's forever.
Forever, yeah.
I mean,
is he wrong, though, about his approach and how he sees it? Because he's right. I've said this, and you know, it's debatable with fans who have been to other games. I've never been to a game here that's been louder than it was in that Green Bay game when we beat the hell out of Brett Favre. It was the game was over in the first half. Yes. People don't even remember. They didn't score until the second half.
Right.
So it was never louder, knowing that your team was going to the Super Bowl. You're beating Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, a heritage team. All the Packer fans and cheeseheads were in there. It was unbelievable. He's not lying. Beating Seattle at home that year. Richard Sherman gets beat on a deep route. I mean, it was incredible. He's right. But can they earn it? What do they have to do, Zeno? Does that mean we got to score 35 a game like we did in 16?
I mean, there's an argument to say that being interesting and entertaining sometimes trumps being good. If you're scoring 35 a game but you're giving up 36, there's a problem. And, you know, people will still come to the games because they're fun and exciting. And usually if you're scoring 30 a game, at worst you're going to be 500, right? Like, you might lose, but you're probably – in today's NFL, you're going to win more.
Yes.
Than – it's just like in baseball, right? Like, you'd rather have the best offense for 162 games. Doesn't mean you're going to win in the World Series or in the postseason, but if you score the most runs, guess what? You're going to be a playoff team. If you're scoring a lot of points, you're going to be a playoff team. So that's good. However, again, if we want to talk about expectations, well, I have very high expectations for the team as far as winning the division, as far as the record that they should have. I'm more tempered in my big picture aspirations of I don't know who they're going to match up in the first round with. I don't know who their opponent's going to be. I don't know what the path to the Super Bowl looks like. So I can't sit here and say, well, they have to win a playoff game. No, they don't. They don't have to win a playoff. They got to win the division because it's a soft division.
You got to get to the playoffs.
Right. Well, no, they got to win the division.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.